From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, movie theater etiquette for the 21st century. We begin, though, with a new study of Texas charter schools. The Center for Research on Education Outcomes, or CREDO, at Stanford University found charter schools lag behind their peers in public schools in reading and math, but the author of the report said there's been some improvement at charter schools since a previous national study in 2009.
Some schools have been closed and some schools have been open since that study was conducted, but we do see a general trend of improvement in both reading and math, and so I think that's really positive. That being said, our overall impact is still negative, so that would suggest to me that there's likely still more work to be done.
Christine Van Dong said there are some bright spots among certain groups in charter schools: students in poverty, students receiving special education services, and students whose first language isn't English.
Particularly for English language learners, we see that charter school students who are English language learners have an advantage over their traditional public school peers.
But overall, Van Dong said Black and Hispanic students, and particularly Black students living in poverty, need more attention because they lag behind their traditional public school peers. The company trying to build the nation's first bullet train in Texas has named a new CEO. Tim Keith has international investment and transportation experience. He's also led a large East Coast sea container business. Now he'll run Texas Central Partners and its efforts to build a bullet train line between Houston and Dallas.
I have a chance to promote my home state in a way that I never dreamed of. The challenges of this project are really unique. It requires the right blend of entrepreneurship, of fiscal discipline, of public relations and communications, and I felt my background matched perfectly with the project.
Keith has to raise billions of dollars for the private venture and sell the project in rural East and Central Texas. Residents there fear they'll lose their land through eminent domain. Dallas State House member Rafael Angia said right-of-way and fundraising will remain the biggest obstacles to the bullet train, but he likes the project.
I think the growth of this state now, which has been exponential during the last decade, is going to necessitate multiple modes of transportation to get people back and forth.
Bullet train builders hope to acquire land, meet federal standards, lay down track, and run the first train by 2021. Talkers and now glowing smartphone screens can be the biggest distractions in movie theaters. Our big screen team talks to a Dallas etiquette expert about what to do when the only thing standing between you and a good movie is the person sitting in front of you.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA, and today we're joined by Terry Martinez, who runs Etiquette North Dallas. Terry, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's picture you're in a movie theater, the lights go down, and the only things that you can see are the movie starting and the glow of someone's iPhone two rows in front of you. What do you do in that situation?
Pretty typical. Well, in that situation, it really depends on how easily distracted you are. If you can ignore that and look past it or move to another seat, that's usually the best option.
I know people who are big shushers. They'll go do the whole shh thing as many times as they have to.
Shushing is kind of an innate thing that we learn when we're children, but when you shush someone, you're kind of telling them that that's the respect level you have for them. Sometimes if you can kind of do it quietly, not turning around, sticking your finger out at people or making, you know, big gestures, they might get the point.
It seems like a lot of people don't even realize that they're destroying this experience for you. It's like they're so used to sitting in their living room watching a movie that they'll just have a conversation, like explaining what's going on the screen as you're watching the movie.
Right. You know, I always kind of try to think of it as, okay, maybe this is the one time that this couple has gotten out and away from their brand new baby, and maybe they don't realize it. So, you know, trying to put that other person first, which is always best in a situation, try to do that and assume that maybe they don't realize they're being disruptive.
I'm sure each successive generation thinks, man, this next generation just has no manners whatsoever. But have you seen a lessening of manners in public spaces like movie theaters?
I do think people have become more casual in their respect for others' feelings and their personal space. I think there is a little, in my opinion, a drop in respect for other people.
I wonder if some of that is a combination with a lessened attention span that we have. You know, we have all our devices. We lose sight of the fact that there are other people next to us.
I think that's a very good observation. It's that I want to do something and tell everybody about it before the next person gets that chance. And it's just, to some, the common accepted way of doing things. But to most, it's still distracting. And we don't have that appreciation for things we have to invest a lot of time in, such as a movie.
Sometimes you also get the sense that people go in with the attitude of, I've paid my $12 for this. I can do whatever I want.
You want to say to them, so did I.
Yeah.
I paid my $12 too, and I'd like to enjoy the experience.
What about my approach, which I will admit is definitely more on the passive-aggressive side. I'm not above gently kicking the back of somebody's seat that maybe is carrying on an extra-long conversation.
Does that work?
If it stops them long enough to turn around, and you can kind of shrug your shoulders like why
sorry.
Do you think I'm doing that?
Well, again, I think you want to pick and choose who you do that with. If it's somebody younger, maybe, I hate to put it this way, but that you could take, you might want
always
to make sure that...
Always worth thinking about that.
You're doing the calculus. You're like, oh, 6'1".
I don't recommend ever kicking anyone's seat. Just, I mean, I know you want to. I've wanted to. Sometimes, you know, I'll be with my kids and they'll want to. And I'm like, nope, we're not going to lower ourselves to that level because now we're part of the problem. So.
Yeah, Steven.
Terry Martinez, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Terry.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner, talking to Terry Martinez of Etiquette North Dallas. Forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 98. It's 82 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.